Well, good morning, everyone. This is John Miller from Wisconsin, just doing the Daily Inspiration. And today we want to talk about being newborn babes in Christ. We'll turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. He says, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby." If you've been born again and you know God, you know Christ, what is the single most important thing that you need? I think of a newborn baby. It needs its parents, it needs love, it needs attention, but there's one thing it cannot do without, and that is food. So this is extremely important for all of us, but especially as a newborn Christian, we need to soak in and desire the sincere milk of the word. Verse 1, he has some instruction in laying aside, you know, old habits, the things that are in a former life that will bring poison into your life if you allow them to stay there. And so he says, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby." Meditate on these words. Do you desire the word of God? Do you desire God as in knowing him, being one with him, and you read the word to allow him to minister to you? Or do you desire God as in trying to find him? Is the old man still alive? Is the guilt of your sin still there? Is the stronghold of the enemy still controlling your life? Because without being born again, this doesn't work. The old man has to die. So that's all. I'm going to make it short today, and that's all for now. But read the word yourself. Go to 1 Peter chapter 2 and meditate on this. And if you do not desire the sincere milk of the word, if you find that lacking in your life, ask God to give that to you. "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Okay, God bless.